This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to get some kind of relief package in the next month or so. $1 trillion, 1.9, who knows? What we do know is that there is still money from the last bill, the $900 billion package that just passed at the end of last year that hasn't been spent yet. But does that matter? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore went in search of an answer.
Depending on how you count it, the feds have put up about $4 trillion of pandemic-related relief so far. Loans, tax cuts, spending.
There's a lot of money still in the pipeline.
Mark Goldwine is Senior Vice President of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
About $3 trillion of that is out the door. The other trillion is either making its way out the door as we speak or is still waiting to be spent.
More than half of that unspent money is from the $900 billion relief bill passed in December. Michael Strain is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute.
And two big chunks of that are second draw PPP loans that have yet to be issued and unemployment insurance benefits.
Obviously, unemployment benefit money wouldn't be spent by now. You don't get March's unemployment check in early February. But with the PPP loans,
there is, I think, some uncertainty about whether or not all these funds will be spent.
Now, money not spent does not necessarily equal money not needed.
There are structural issues with the program. Not everybody can get a second loan.
Melissa Chang is with nonprofit Good Jobs First. Leftover PPP money is actually in an account sitting there. But other expenses, like unemployment, are more like Congress saying, we'll spend it if we need to. Mark Goldwine.
And if that ends up costing more than $120 billion, so be it. If it ends up costing less than $120 billion, so be it.
But whether this or that program spends everything it was expected to is actually a very different argument from how much total need is out there in the economy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.